Here's another poem with medical undertones. It's in two parts. The first part is called Lunch with a Pathologist. The second part is called No Reply. My colleague knows by heart the morbid verse of fat, the dead weight of a man's liver, a woman's lungs, a baby's kidneys. At lunch he recited unforgettably, after death of all soft tissues, the brains are first to vanish, the uterus the last. Yes, I said, at dawn I've seen silhouettes hunched in a field against the skyline, each one feasting, preoccupied, silent as gas. Partial to women, they've stripped women bare and left behind only the taboo food, the uterus, inside the skeleton. My colleague wiped his mouth with a napkin, hummed, picked shredded meat from his canines, said, you're a peculiar fellow, Epsy. Why? Because when I went home, no one was home. Because I knew I was awake. A man asleep is a man enslaved. I stood up, walked into the hall where I dialed the number. Because of some strange ancestor. Because I'm Welsh. Because I'm a Jew. Because the audible clock's rounder than any circle I can draw. Because I've shared the particular lunatic boredom of caged animals. Because I've been touched on a scar and felt nothing, or almost nothing. Because when sick, I'm still a doctor. Because pathologists aver the first organ to disappear is the brain, the uterus, the last. Because I shan't forget that ever. Because I walked into the hall where I stood next to the telephone, I thought of a number, doubled it.